Hi, Linda.
Thank you. Hi, thank you. I tuned in late, and I have two questions, but one of them was, what was it you were suggesting again for cancer and eggplant? But this is my main question. I'm having a polyp removed with surgery next month, and it was diagnosed as squamish intraepithelial lesion, an AIN2-3, and it's related to the HP virus. And it's going to be removed with surgery next month, but I'm concerned about a reoccurrence and what I can
okay.
do to prevent this.
Okay, well, let me get right to it, ma'am, because I don't want to cut off the last person either. On that first question, the book you want to look at is called The Eggplant Cancer Cure. The Eggplant Cancer Cure, it's by a Bill, he goes by Bill, not William, Bill Cham, C-H-A-M. And this stuff, which is found in eggplant, but also in a lot of other veggies, kills skin cancers, the squamous and the basal cell, every blinkin' time. And it's done so ever since this researcher figured it out. And the book will tell you all about it. And the website you want to go to is curaderm.net. Naturally enough, that's based outside the United States, but you can still read across state lines, I guess. So there you go on that one. Now, the other one, ma'am, cervical polyp related to HPV. You absolutely can cut down on the risk of recurrence with that. And the funny thing is all it takes is eating enough of the brassica vegetables. There is solid research on this. I give presentations on it to doctors, and here's the professional citation and the research and everything else. And it's the so-called brassica family of vegetables, or some books call it cruciferous. It's the same thing, but it's the cauliflower, the broccoli, the cabbage, the Brussels sprouts, and so forth. And what those do is they alter the balance of estrogens in the body, and when you alter that balance, the HPV virus doesn't want to grow. No kidding. That's all in the research papers, and nobody tells you about it. It's not that they're trying to keep it a secret. It's just that it's not patentable, and so nobody tells the doctors. Good grief. So there you are, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
And you might be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because you can tell when you've got enough of those vegetables going in, and it is possible to do too much, by measuring something called the 2:16 estrogen ratio. Just jot that down and check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. They'll know all about it, and they can tell you how that works, ma'am.
That was 2:16?
2/16.
Estrogen ratio?
That's the one.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your show.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.